Hola, hola, I'm Nadia Stand and this is Aha Moments. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast where we translate moments of clarity and inspiration into guidance for your success journey that you can actually use in your day-to-day lives. The aha moment for today is that alignment is more powerful than attracting. So let's talk a little bit more about that. This message came to me today when I was half asleep, half awake. And very, very interestingly, this happened on the day of the total eclipse of the heart. That is today. So there's a lot of intensity. Everything we're feeling in much more intensity. So before we dive into that moment, I want to talk a little bit about the energy today. And what's going on right now, energetically speaking, is that we are in deep transformational moments in our lives where we are closing things that no longer align to us and we are starting or embodying or dwelling or inhabiting or taking more aligned action towards what is, again, really aligned with us. So I realize that I've repeated the word alignment so much, but what's happening today is the sun and the moon are aligning and it's darkness and light aligning in one. All of these energies of starting and letting go are aligned. So the message here for us to bear in mind as we move forward with our success journey is that when we are in full alignment, we are aware and we are acknowledging and we are cognizant and we really understand and see and know and embody our power, which means that we understand that the whole powerful universe is within us. We are divine, that we have this inner wisdom that is a part of us. We are that. It's not something that is outside of us. So everything we start seeing in the outside world, it's actually a reflection of what we acknowledge in ourselves, what we recognize we are, what we are. It's the natural consequences of who we are and what we do. It's not the active effort of chasing after something or pulling something toward us to sort of force that to happen. No, and that I think is what this aha moment is about and this message I received. Alignment is more powerful than attracting because alignment happens within us. How do we align our shadow with our light? So what we need to heal, what we need to work on, what is still hurting or the closure that we have not given to certain aspects in our life, how do we align that with the new beginnings that we are creating for ourselves? How do we align that with the new opportunities that we want to start enjoying? We want to identify that area in our lives that is not fully aligned. And that area in our lives that is not fully aligned is probably where we need to take action. We're invited to go inward and really understand what is not really in play with who I am, with what I believe, with what I want to feel. How is that not aligned to what I'm doing? In which area of my life have I been struggling? That is one hint that will tell us which area we are invited to focus on. And if you want to go more specifically into this, think what happened around October, November 2023. What were you doing? Or which area of your life seemed a little bit struggling? For me, I know it was relationships. And relationships doesn't mean only romantic relationships. Relationships means clients, who we partner up with, our family, relationship with ourselves. So what are the beliefs that I have about relationships, about dynamics and connecting with other individuals? And this makes sense to me. Over the last 6 months, I've transformed dynamics with business partners. I've transformed. Although I'm not in any new romantic relationships, my approach to intentional dating has been considerably different. And the way I'm approaching connecting to men in the dating world is very different to how I did that before. What I know is that one of the big topics for me around this eclipse is to finish that healing. It's sort of like when you go to school and you have to do your thesis and then you have to present your thesis, and after that you graduate. This eclipse is sort of like, okay, you're ready. Now you have to present your thesis. Like, now come here and tell me what you learned, what it's all about, so that you can actually move on to the next level. And we're doing that a little bit faster than we would normally do it. So that's where the eclipse helps us. The eclipse comes to show us both the darkness and the light, so that duality, so that, okay, this is the darkness, this is your shadow, this is what you need to work on. So in order to align your shadow with your light, you must work on and see your shadow. I mean, see how you want to change that. Know and understand where you come from. Don't judge it, but do what you need to do. Resuelve. I mean, take care of what you need to take care of there. Be it ending a relationship, setting boundaries, moving along, whatever you need to do. There's also a lot of invitation for clarity. So when you deal with the shadow, you're able to align with the light, which is the wonderful gifts that are basically our soul desires, and they're already granted and given to us. When we're in alignment, we're not attracting those dreams. We realize that those dreams are there for us. However, the fogginess and the darkness is not allowing us to see the path to that dream, but that path exists. That dream already exists. All of that is given for you. All of that is granted for you. All of that is right there, set for you. Once we are in alignment, those paths are covered and we see a little bit more clearly. Where can I move to increase my power? Rather than giving my power to someone else, how do I reclaim that power and I embody that power so that I can enjoy those wonderful gifts that life has given me, because I'm fully deserving of them. This is not delicioso. This really is not like, yay, this feels so great. It's usually uncomfortable. It's usually painful. There's a lot of intensity right now in how we are feeling, what we are feeling, all physically, mentally, and spiritually. Going back on track, alignment is better than attracting, because when we align our endings with our beginnings, we are aligning also our shadow with our light. And we are able to see and understand and know that every ending of a chapter is aligned with the beginning of a new one. And I'm going to go back to what I wrote just when I woke up this morning. That's when I received this aha moment and this invitation to share with you. It's not about attracting, it's about aligning. Aligning to who we truly are will show us the paths to everything that is given and granted for us. Aligning to the divinity in us will uncover what we have not been able to see. Aligning our actions and thoughts to our beliefs. So interesting. I think we have covered this. So some of the prompts for today is, think of any loose ends you have in your life. Where is your attention going? And if where your attention is going, is there something lingering on? Again, think of situations that you experienced in the last 6 months. So were you starting to have conversations with a new potential partner, with a new client? Were you thinking of launching a new business line? Were you starting a new relationship? Did you meet someone and did that become a situationship? So if something's lingering on there, that's something that needs to be either ended for good or a chapter needs to change so that you can renegotiate how you want to move forward. Remember, align closing a chapter with a new beginning. Align the shadow with the light. So in our success journey, this can look like we started conversations with a potential client. I wanted to sell them one of your services. And it's like a yes and no. And it's sort of like you haven't got a definite no, but you also don't have a definite yes. And somehow your mind is a little bit focused on that. So if your mind is a little bit focused on that, there's part of your energy that you're giving away. There's part of your power that you're giving away to that situation. And right now, you're invited to see where have you let your power go so that you can reclaim that and feel complete again and move forward with all of your power and not with partially some of your power. We want to move forward and take aligned action in our embodying our full power. So the first journal prompt here right now is go back 6 months ago or think, where is your mind going? Where's your energy and attention going that you don't feel like you have a definite answer? The second prompt here is, what is uncertain in your life right now? Where do you feel, in which area of your life do you feel high uncertainty? And in that uncertain area of your life, what we are invited to see is this something that will help you regain your power or give your power away? We can have uncertainty because we don't know if we want to end something, or we can have uncertainty because we don't know when something new will begin or when something new must start. So this is where we must align that those endings with the new beginnings. And aligning the endings with the new beginnings will most likely imply, again, closing a chapter and starting a new one with new terms, with a different approach, with a new way of seeing things. And that new way of seeing things will come once we are true to who we are. And once we really acknowledge and we recognize that everything that we wish for, we are deserving of that. That everything that we wish for is one healing away from us experiencing that. And that healing is focusing on our shadow. So this is the energy for today. We're going to be feeling this for the next 6 months or so. One message I want to leave you with here is, remember that you are deserving of everything you want. Remember that every closure that you're experiencing in your life right now is connected to creating space for a new beginning. Remember that all of the hardships that you're going through right now, all the darkness, all the intensity, is connected to the new chapter that you're starting and how you want to enjoy everything that you are deserving of. And that you, once you work on that, you'll be able to see how that is already in your path. You don't need to attract it. You don't need to push it towards you. You just keep going and realize that it's in full alignment with your path. I really hope and trust that this is the message that you needed to hear right when you listened to this. That it comes to you at the right and perfect moment and time, in the right and perfect language for your body, mind, and soul to connect to it. Mucho, mucho amor for all.